In a recent interview about her goals for this year, podcaster, running coach, and speaker, Lindsay Hine gave a surprising answer. She admitted that her motto for 2022 is "Different year, same me." For many of us who have already broke those wonderful resolutions we made just under a month ago, this approach may seem like a more realistic way to view the upcoming year. Yes, the calendar has changed, but we are the same person we always were, and expecting too much of a change out of someone, expecting too much change out of someone will not happen, at least not overnight. While we may envision ourselves transforming over the year from overweight and out of shape to a slim, trim athlete, the hard work necessary and the slow results that follow may discourage us from trying to continue this journey. Why even try? In spite of the new year, we are the same person after all. As Christians, we can find even more frustrations as we see every year, as well as every week and every day, how we continue to disappoint God through our thoughts, words, and actions. Our text today, though, should provide us great comfort. We read in Hebrews 13:8, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." Instead of the motto, "Different year, same me," we can confidently proclaim, "Different year, same Christ." It's bad enough when we aren't able to fulfill our New Year's resolutions for weight loss, more exercise, increased organization, or decreased screen time. But how much more frustrating is it for us Christians that we fail to live Christ-like lives? Take a moment and think specifically of one of the Ten Commandments, just one of them. How are you doing on that commandment? If all of us are honest, we'll look at our lives and see that we have sins of both commission, that we do the wrong things, and omission, we don't do the right things. For example, not only do we speak badly and gossip about people, but we also fail to defend them, speak well of them, and put the best construction on everything. Also, at the beginning of the year, again, even at the beginning of the week, we may have resolved to become more diligent in our Bible studies and devotions, or to pay more attention in religion class or chapel or church. How are these resolutions going? Do the everyday concerns and business of life leave us no time to devote to God in prayer and study of His Word? I think that all of us can say that we could do better in this area. We may feel in a frustrated way like Lindsay Hine. Different year, same me. The Apostle Paul captures this frustration of our struggle with our sinful flesh. He writes in Romans 7:19 and 22, "For the good that I will to do, I do not. But the evil I will not do, that I practice. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." When we look at ourselves through God's holy law, we see how much we need our Savior and how thankful we can be that God has provided us deliverance from our sins and from eternal death through Jesus. As we look at our lives and all our sins and all our problems, if we try to find the solution in ourselves, we will, of course, utterly fail. We are not dependable. We are not consistent. We are not strong. Instead, we need to look to Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The love and grace that moved Christ, the Son of God, to take our human form, to take on human form, and to suffer and die for our sins is the same today as it was always and will continue to be the same forever. Also, the redemption that Christ bought for us through his suffering and death and resurrection remains forever. When Christ said on the cross, "It is finished," we know that he has completed his work of suffering and death, and that this sacrifice stands completed forever. Unlike the Old Testament sacrifices that had to be done daily, Christ only had to make that sacrifice once. Indeed, we read earlier in Hebrews 9 that Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many, and in chapter 10 that Christ offered one sacrifice for sins forever. The work of salvation is done. We can't do and don't have to do anything. The justification we have received, that declaration of righteousness before God, is still and always will be valid. Christ's love for us does not fade, and his work of salvation cannot fail. As such, the writer of Hebrews quotes the Old Testament a few verses before our text. "For he himself has said, 'I will never leave you nor forsake you.' And as Christ himself says in Matthew 28:20, 'Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.'" It is instructive as well to look briefly at the verses surrounding our text. In the verse before our text, we read, "Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. And right after our text, we read, "Do not be carried away with various and strange doctrines." One temptation with the new year, new me attitude is that we may think a new device or a fad diet will bring us the lasting results that we need. Perhaps a watermelon cleanse will finally get me on track for weight loss. Maybe the latest app or Garmin watch or Peloton might be the key to finally exercising regularly. Oftentimes, though, crash diets or extreme changes in exercise may lead to short-term gains but end up in frustration or injury. Likewise, in providing his concluding advice to the Hebrews, we read that they are not to follow strange and various doctrines, but to remember those who rule over you, not because of tradition, but because they have spoken the word of God to you. That word, which, like Christ, is full of unchanging grace and the fulfillment of God's promises to us. As we go throughout the rest of our year, we may be struck with the idea of different year, same me. Certainly, we need to recognize that we still have the same sinful flesh as part of us, but we also need to understand gladly through faith that that same me is that child of God who has been redeemed by Christ. As that child of God, we can also see the importance of the motto, "Different year, same Christ." We have the assurance that Christ's love and grace and his work of redemption is a constant. It will never change nor fade. Thanks be to God that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We'll close with hymn 370, verses 1 and 2.